The Kettle River drought basin has been elevated to drought level 3 after sitting at level 2 since early June. A news release from the Boundary Integrated Watershed Service stated the province has elevated the drought level, highlighting the ongoing dry conditions affecting the area. Around 11% of the province's watersheds are in level 3, mostly in the southeast of the province, as well as the South Peace Watershed, Nechaco Lakes, and Central Pacific Range. The majority of the province, around 51%, is in level 2, with 25% in level 1 and 11% at level 0. There are currently no areas in level 4 or 5. Data analysis showed the Kettle River had been sitting at level 1 on May 29, then dropping to 0 on June 5. It jumped to level 2 on June 12 and remained there until July 10. Rainfall during the past week has been minimal, with most stations recording only 2 millimeters or less. However, the southern half has marginally benefited from the accumulated 20 to 35 millimeters of rain over the last 30 days, the release stated. Despite this, Agriculture Canada reports continue to show very dry soil moisture levels throughout the boundary. The release added that provincial drought levels no longer reflect weather forecasts or impacts. However, local forecasts suggest continued dry conditions with minimal rainfall expected over the next 3 months, according to Environment Canada. With dry conditions expected to persist, the service is urging everyone to be water-wise and fire-smart. Regularly check and repair any water leaks, such as a leaking toilet, irrigation line, etc. Water your gardens during cooler parts of the day. Use mulch to retain soil moisture and reduce water needs. Provincial drought levels can be viewed at https://droughtportal.gov.bc.ca/. For more information on the change to the provincial drought level rating system, please see https://kettleriver.ca/2025/07/drought-level-reframed/.